Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Let's switch to the world of entertainment. Interesting story. I don't know if you saw this, Lynn, over the weekend, but you know, they're kind of, I guess, casting about for a replacement for Trevor Noah on the late night show, the Daily Show.
The Daily Show, yeah.
Yeah, and they've been using rotating people, a number of comedians that they've slotted in, and the Times TV people say, this is not a bad idea. Actually, it's kind of fun to have a different comedian every week or every night, however they're doing it, and it kind of livens things up, and it doesn't become so predictable. So we thought Robert Thompson, he's been on the show before, he's professor of TV and popular culture at Syracuse. We wanted to get his take on the rotating late night co-host. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Good. Now, let me make the case against it. I mean, you know, I grew up in the era of Carson, and Carson became your pal. He was your friend, as they used to say. Everybody went to bed with Johnny Carson. So you kind of get used to somebody, and I don't know, you're a little off balance if it's somebody new every week. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a number of disadvantages. The one you just pointed out, that there is this habit formation, that people didn't say, I'm going to watch The Tonight Show. They said, I'm going to go watch Johnny before I go to bed, kind of thing. And there's a real advantage to that kind of habit formation, a recognizable character who becomes your friend, whatever in the world that means. The other thing is that a lot of the best late took a long time to develop. Jon Stewart was not very good when he first took over from Craig Kilborn on that show. Conan O'Brien had to develop. Stephen Colbert, all those people took a while before their shows really get a chance. And if you've got one host every week, they don't get a chance to do that. So there are a number of disadvantages. However, getting more and more voices into these slots is an advantage. Tonight we start with the ninth host since Trevor Noah left, including a diversity of voices that late night has never had in its sum total we've all gotten since these nine started. And of course, if you get somebody that really hits, this can always be looked at as sort of a long-term audition. Let's remember some of the greats. Jay Leno started out as a substitute host for Johnny. He did it a lot of times. So did Letterman. So did Joan Rivers, for that matter.
Hey, Robert, when you say diversity of voices, do you get diversity of political opinion? Because the overwhelming majority of the late-night shows all lean left.
Well, I mean, I think comedians, that was certainly, you could certainly say that of back in the, well, we're still in that day, talk radio very much leaned toward conservative voices, the whole Rush Limbaugh phenomenon that we saw. Comedy tended to lean in the other direction, and it seemed like the other sides had a hard time breaking into either of those media. However, comedy is a little different in that comedians have to go after people in power. That's kind of what comedy does, or certainly a big part of comedy. And when I think of some of the political eras where comedians were at their happiest pigs in slop kind of periods, certainly the Bill Clinton administration, especially during the whole Monica Lewinsky story. And now we're seeing an awful lot, and we see it on The Daily Show, of people going after Biden, showing clips of Biden's not being able to leave the stage and his various verbal tics and all of that kind of thing. So I think there is a sense that while one gets certainly an idea of the political real estate that these comedians operate in, they can't afford to simply be the voices of the administration or a certain political view, or they would go out of business. Comedians have got to be, the wise guys in the room, and that goes after the teacher, the principal, the president, the congressperson, whatever.
Hey, Natalie, our producer just said in my ear, do we have to worry about AI taking over these slots?
No.
Do you have a funny robot up there telling jokes?
Well, in the put it this way, I think you and I are probably going to outrun this. So, although I don't know, I'm only 63. So far, of course, AI is still in its infancy. I don't know if you guys have seen this. What's it called? Nothing Forever. It's a live AI-generated parody of Seinfeld. And it's got a laugh track and everything. And it's fascinating, almost bewitching to watch. It was taken off for a while because it AI-generated a transgender joke, if you can call it a joke. It's really pretty awful. It's only interesting in its bizarre robotic kind of nature. But on the other hand, we're seeing more and more better papers, better. I think AI is probably now better at generating a decent memo than some of the administrators that run my school.
Wow. Don't pick on my Syracuse University now, Robert. Come on.
Well, I'm not naming any names.
All right. Hey, listen, where's this thing air, this Seinfeld AI thing?
Oh, you just you go online. Nothing Forever is the based on the show about nothing. And the Forever is that, and this is the interesting thing, it never stops. Again, it was off for a while for controversy reasons. But while it was playing, and I think it's back up again, I'm not sure, it just keeps going. So when you watch 5 minutes of it, you will never see that 5 minutes again. I will tell you right now, you won't really care to see that 5 minutes again.
Natalie says it's streaming on Twitch. So if you know what that is.
Yes. She's right. That is where it is.
Okay. Hey, listen, I want to ask you about TikTok because I think it's a really important issue. I mean, I know Congress is looking into it, but, you know, there's a governor in Utah who signed a bill that says any youngster on social media has to have permission of the parents. And I was just curious what your take is on that.
Well, I mean, you know, we've been talking about media's effect on kids for a long time. The big comic book controversy way, way back in the day, certainly when television rolled around, Hollywood before that. And obviously, I think just like parents have to watch, you know, what plugs in the wall their kids are trying to put their fingers into, and they don't let them drive the car and all of that kind of thing, one has to be careful about the media they are exposed to now, that and especially that there's almost an infinite variety of it. I'm not sure, and even with TikTok, if it comes to putting this ban on TikTok or selling it or whatever, there are ways they're going to be able to do that, limiting it where it's sold, you know, Apple Store, Google Store, all that kind of thing. But actual putting this genie of some of this back in the bottle, I think it's going to be a lot more difficult than it sounds.
Hey, Robert, you cover television popular culture. When I look at just one streaming service, Netflix, I think there's no way in the world I could watch all this stuff. How the heck do you do it?
Well, I don't anymore. I mean, back in the old network era, I saw every show, and in some cases, I'd see every episode of certain shows. Now one tries desperately to keep up. But yeah, the old joke, since you and I started this conversation, Netflix has probably released two new series. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but not much. And the other thing is that, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff, a lot of mediocre stuff, but even just keeping up with the stuff that's really good is getting more and more difficult. Succession just started its fourth season.
Who's going to win?
This is its final season, so we're headed toward the finish line on that.
Yeah.
And AMC, the people that brought us, you know, great shows like Breaking Bad and Mad Men, started a new series, Lucky Hank, set in an academic environment at a university. So I've got to watch that too. Required viewing.
All right, Robert. We'll talk to you in about 5 years.
Okay. Well, you don't need to talk to me then. I'll be generated by a
AI. AI Robert.
No more guests, just AI. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Robert,
see you later.
Syracuse University. Take care. Okay, coming up next, Christy Nagy. She's the morning show host at our sister station, Light FM. She hosts the Inside Broadway podcast with me. She went to see Josh Groban in Sweeney Todd over the weekend, and she has her review for us when we come back.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.